Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Didn't we just talk about, like, the Halloween costume trends, like, 3 days ago? Or, like, this feels so familiar to me. And
yes.
Yet,
Spirit Halloween.
Spirit Halloween. Why is this completely different? Oh, this is a different. This is not Spirit Halloween. This is Halloween Express talking about the most, like, the biggest trending costumes.
I don't recognize lesser Halloween stores.
Hey, that is
no spirit, no nothing.
That is okay. Well, look, everyone's got their preferences. I would just think the trends would match a little bit better, and you might remember some of these more. But I don't remember Frozen being on there, basically.
Sorry, what year is it?
I think that Frozen's always popular. Like, I mean, people are going to want it. The kids are...
For sure, but I wouldn't say it's exactly trending.
2013 was when Frozen came out, 12 years ago. So, yeah, I just... That feels weird to me.
See, that's the problem with that word trending.
That's... Oh, yeah, Super Mario Brothers, which I guess because, like, you had the Switch, so maybe that brought it...
There was a movie more recently. Maybe you waited to see it for free and you just got around to doing that.
Sonic the Hedgehog? Did something happen with Sonic or that? That feels like that's always a forever costume, too. Like, it's... That's... That...
Well, there have been several movies.
Do you know what this is? This just occurs to me. Is there a chance that these are just commercials? Like, that this isn't so much the trending costumes. This is what, in this instance, Halloween Express knows they have a lot of. And they're just like...
Yeah.
Hey.
Let me blow your mind for a second.
Yeah.
Absolutely it is. Because you know what you didn't mention?
What's
the
that?
Actual biggest costumes of the year, which would be K-pop Demon Hunter.
K-pop is not on this list.
I'm a guess. They didn't get any Huntrix or Sasha Boy type costumes and therefore cannot advertise them. So instead, they're telling you what they do have, which I'm a guess is a lot of Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch are on here, man. And Frozen, it's all the Disney stuff. Snow White is on here because... Of course they would have Snow White
costumes. So they've got the licensed costumes then.
Oh, my word.
And then Spirit will have the... Snowy Princess.
Yes. The ones we all... The ones... Wink, wink. Definitely not Snow White. Brilliant. I'm glad we solved that this morning. That's useful. Good morning. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Good morning, you guys.
Now I'm just thinking of all the Disney ripoff names for Halloween costumes. Sleepy Forest Teen. That's a better one for Snow White. Pumpkin Time Princess.
Pumpkin Time
Princess. Glass Slipper Enthusiast.
Okay, that's Cinderella. So we got that one.
Enchanted Napper.
Oh, come on. Dude.
Like, Desert Island Dreamer?
I don't understand how these themselves don't cause lawsuits.
Fish Tank Fashionista. Bargain Bin Ariel.
No, you don't say, Kate. Coming up later this hour, we got your tickets to Randy Houser at Sam Houston Race Park for the Stampede Concert Series. It's October 11th. But before that, three things you need to know today now. That is coming up next.
Wait, what?
Frito, Katie, the Bull. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for being here today.
I'm sorry. Did I miss an email?
No.
Or maybe an internal memo? Because I feel like we should talk about these kinds of changes to the show before we go live.
It's not a change. I'm just trying to pepper in some current events. Like, there's nothing. What?
I'm sorry. Trending wasn't good enough for you?
No, that's not what anyone is saying.
Problem with my story selection?
No.
Is that it?
No, that is not it. Just some of the stuff that's like top of mind stuff that doesn't necessarily need a discussion.
This is what you've been doing. You've been doing this for the past few days. I noticed you were peppering these in. I should have seen the writing on the wall. I thought it was in addition to, not instead of.
Oh, goodness. We're still doing trending.
So what's your plan?
Plan? What plan?
What does this look like?
I give
things I need to know now.
Yeah, I just give
today,
you three. I give
now.
You. Yeah. I mean, that's as far as I got. I don't
Why
really.
Why stop at three?
I mean, what, do you want more? Do you want, like, okay, do you...
I've got it.
Okay.
Around the World with Frito.
I...
Upbeat?
I mean...
Does it not...
It's not the music choice I would have gone with, but like...
Does that not set the right tone?
How
long?
I was thinking like, you know, like a minute, you know?
Around the World in 60 seconds, sure, but we already have Minute to Win It. Oh, that's a lot of 60 seconds. 59. You have 59 seconds.
I have 59 seconds.
How many headlines can you put in 59 seconds?
I mean, that is a really good question. I have not really thought that far ahead. Do we want... is that the attempt
I've got
that we're
it.
Going for? Okay, you ready?
Around the World in 59 seconds.
And you want me to start like now? Like now?
Well, 59 seconds. There's a timer.
Okay. Donald Trump and top reps failed to reach a new deal to avoid federal government shutdown tonight, which just means that maybe tomorrow, tomorrow we don't have the federal government. We're all going to watch and figure it out. Ford is recalling some 20 and 21 pickups because you could lose control of them. They're recalling more than 115,000 trucks because of a steering problem. Hold on. This covers F-250, F-350, and F-450 trucks from 2020 to 2021. The issue is with the upper shaft of the steering column, which could come apart while driving.
What?
If that happens, the driver could lose control of the truck and possibly make a mess in the drive.
Wow, you didn't even get to three things.
Damn it, that was 59 seconds, wasn't it?
I feel less informed.
Okay, all right. You got to start somewhere.
not trending is next.
Frito, Katie, the Bull. Happy Tuesday, everyone.
In the spirit of trying new things today, I vote to move the Money Minute freebie to closer to the actual Money Minute. But if you want the chance to win $100, which we do give you every day at 8:30,
yes,
sign up at thebullhouston.com/contests. And not trending. What are we doing about that?
Don't call it that. What do you have?
Well, she never forgets her lines, never ages, and never asks for more money. Wait until I tell you about Hollywood's newest leading lady. Details next. What's not trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Ah, yes. Hollywood's hottest new actress doesn't eat, sleep, or complain about trailers. Probably because she's not real.
Yeah.
We're arguing over fake people now. That's what this world has come to. But a woman has created the first AI actress.
Yeah, of course.
And apparently there is a lot of demand for this. We'll get into that and the backlash and everything. But Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have split. Where were you on that?
What? Hold on.
Three things you need to know.
Oh, wow.
The split comes after 19 years of marriage. And
this is
crazy to us because we had talked to Keith Urban before and they were so big on spending time together. They really didn't do projects separately. Like they were always traveling together.
Yeah.
I know they didn't text, right? That was their thing. Like they called. They liked the human connection of hearing one another.
Okay. Which is again, all good stuff. I guess I just assumed because of all of that. That they had, but I mean, 20 years along.
19 years? Yeah, they were one of those solid ones that you just really never gave a second thought to. But apparently, Keith has moved into his own place in Nashville.
Okay.
Kidman's kind of been holding the family together throughout all of this.
Yeah.
Early summer is what I'm seeing, and Nicole has really been fighting to keep the marriage alive.
Oh, wow.
They married in June of 2006, and they do have two daughters, Sunday Rose and Faith Margaret.
Yeah.
So hopefully they're able to work through all of that, whatever that is, and best of luck to everyone.
Yeah.
I hate to give you one more thing to worry about.
Is this like on the scale of my truck column falling apart and something, you know?
Maybe somehow worse.
Worse?
A woman in the UK nearly died after yawning so hard she broke her neck.
Don't.
Haley Black is her name. She had just woken up to make her baby daughter a bottle.
No.
She saw the baby yawn. She yawned herself. She instantly felt an electric shock through her body, and her arm got stuck in the air. At the hospital, doctors found two bones in her neck actually shot forward into her spine. That was how forceful that yawn was.
What on earth?
She had emergency surgery. Doctors said it was 50-50, man. They weren't sure she was going to walk again. They weren't even sure she was going to survive.
I mean, that sounds like an extraordinarily traumatic injury.
Oh,
like a crazy traumatic.
6 months in a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair.
And had to learn to walk again. Now she's got permanent nerve damage and fibromyalgia, which causes chronic pain. She also can't yawn without feeling panic because obviously.
Well, can you imagine what that would be? I mean, again, yeah, every time you thought about yawning, you would think, is it going to happen again?
Add yawning to the ever-growing list of things you're supposed to be scared of. But at the very least, she's a sympathetic yawner and therefore not a psychopath.
Yeah, that'll.
Small victories. Small victories. And let's get back to our AI actress, Tilly Norwood.
Why are you giving her a name? She doesn't have a name.
I didn't give her a name. Her digital creator did, by the way, the digital character was created by a woman named Aline Vandervelden.
Okay, that sounds like the AI
that
right there.
That sounds fake too, doesn't it?
I don't believe that's a real human either, if we're being real.
And it's so creepy. Like, looking at her, I haven't seen a video, but just the stills, the pictures, she looks like a child, which is bad enough, but also, it's like her features, you know, she's a composite.
Right.
Of so many different
they just
actresses.
Blended. Come on. That's just
that's
awful.
A lot. Well, obviously, when the news broke that this Tilly Norwood, this character existed in whatever form that actually is, agents started flocking to sign her.
Okay. To what? Because she's not a, like, what, did you paste her into a film or something like that? Or commercials, maybe?
I don't know. Vandervelden defended all of this, said it was a creative work. You know, it's a new tool. She's like, I'm an actress myself, so it's not a replacement for human actors.
Sure.
But human actors very angry about this news. Like, specifically, this woman said that she hopes Tilly Norwood becomes the next Scarlett Johansson or Natalie Portman.
The next Scarlett. Okay, so you're aiming for the stars. You want her to be like
huge,
blockbuster,
not like
big, not hand
some
model
character
stuff.
Character in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like the leading lady.
That is, again, like, I just, yeah, that is absolutely, it's not supposed to replace. It absolutely is supposed to replace. And that's the only reason why people like it is because they're cheaper and they don't make demands and they don't have to have health care. And that's all. Like,
I mean, she probably acts better than Scarlett Johansson, to be fair.
Stop it.
It's kind of a low bar.
I should have seen that coming.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Phone number, 713-881-5500. Why would you be calling us at dark 30 a.m.? Well, because you want to win Randy Houser tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. He is playing as part of the Stampede Concert Series October 11th. But how are we going to give them away today?
Well, while we're on the subject of things that are trending and newsworthy and all of that, I know we had yesterday Bad Bunny playing the Super Bowl.
Oh, Lord. People are still talking about that. Like, that is one of the biggest things that I have. It's like it's just a lot. People have a lot of thoughts.
A lot of opinions.
A lot of thoughts.
They always do.
Yeah.
We're going to use that.
Oh, are we?
Play a little 5 and 5.
We're going to five. How is that fit ended? Okay.
Well, I'll give you a category. You'll have 5 seconds to name 5 things that would fall in that category.
Oh, no.
Perhaps some categories are more subjective than others.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. All right.
Just beat 5 and 5 and you win tickets to Randy Houser. How's that?
that's good enough. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll get you guys on the phone coming up after this. Frito, Katie, the Bull. This is for Randy Houser tickets, by the way.
All the marbles.
It is for everything. We are playing 5 and 5 today, and I feel like I know where this is headed. So this could potentially be very amusing. Let's get started. Frito and Katie, who's this?
Hi, this is Leah.
Hey, Leah, are you ready to play 5 and 5?
Yes.
Okay,
I'll
Leah.
Give it a shot.
Our category this morning, let's do 5 artists you'd rather see at the Super Bowl.
Why are you
5 artists that you think would be better than Bad Bunny. You just have to name 5 artists in 5 seconds.
Let's just
and
get
if you
it
can
out
do
there.
It, you get the Randy Houser tickets, okay? Your time starts now.
Sam Hunt, Blake Shelton, Lainey Wilson.
Oh, no!
I will say this. I will say this. I clearly do think a lot of people would agree with those artists you put out there. It was just not 5 of them. Better luck next time, and thank you for playing.
It's a thought-provoking topic. I get it.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Here's this.
Jive.
All right. So I do like this because, again, everyone is yapping about their opinions. We may as well just get it out there in the open.
It's a game and a thought exercise.
Yes.
So our topic today, our category for 5 and 5, 5 artists you'd rather see play the Super Bowl. So instead of Bad Bunny, you'd rather see any one of these 5 artists. They could be any 5 artists. You have 5 seconds to name them. And your time starts now.
21 Pilots, The Tragically Hip, Journey, Chilliwack.
Oh, man, I was loving that list, though.
I do like that list. Just needed a few more.
That would be a lit Super Bowl.
Great work, my man. Better luck next time. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, it's Clayton.
Clayton, all right, you're up next in 5 and 5.
Okay, Clayton, we're having some fun this morning with 5 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
So your category, 5 artists you would rather see perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. So if it's not Bad Bunny, it could be any one of your dream lineup.
Any of them.
5 artists, just 5 seconds to name 5 artists. Your time starts now.
George Strait, 50 Cent. Michael Jackson, Lil Baby, Drake, Lil Wayne.
Dang.
Can you imagine?
I just want a George Strait / 50 Cent.
I want George. I want the King going into Wheezy. I want the King going into Wheezy. My friend, not only did you just fantasy book what might be the best Super Bowl halftime show ever. Ever. But you also beat 5 and 5, which means we're going to send you to Randy Houser.
Yay!
All right, hang on the line, man.
And we keep forgetting it's a 4-pack of tickets, not a pair.
A 4-pack of tickets.
Awesome.
Enjoy.
Even better.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Morris, we're glad we could get you on to help you overcome your laziness problem.
Hey, come on now.
Dude, your words, not ours, man. That's how you framed it in the email.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what you think blew up your chances with Stella, too, right?
I'm thinking she probably called it laziness, but I just call it, I don't know, what are the cool kids saying these days? Chill, relax. Maybe authentic.
those are
not the same.
Those are different. So, all right. So, what's the story? How long have y'all been a y'all?
Okay. Well, we've been friends for a while, but I guess we've only been doing this, whatever this is, for a couple of weeks now. I think it started with an accidental type hookup, and then it just kept happening.
Okay.
So she knows me, and she knows how I am, though. And really, that's why I'm so surprised with her reaction.
Right. All right. You mean when she called you lazy.
What are you doing? Or, I guess, not doing to get her to say that?
Mostly, I think it's the video games.
Oh.
Anytime I'm playing, it just seems to really bug her. I don't know.
Well, how much time are we devoting to this?
Not a huge amount or anything. I mean, I'm not just sitting there all day like Frito.
Hey. Hey, man.
Well, I mean, I work and stuff.
So do I.
But I play games after work to kind of unwind. Then maybe sometimes on the weekends just for a bit. stuff like that.
Okay. Well, how did this whole thing come up? You were just like playing video games one day and she just pops off, or?
Okay. Y'all help me understand this. She's over at my place last Thursday, and like, it wasn't even a plan type thing. She was bored and she came over.
Okay.
I don't live that far away from her. I guess when she got there, she was all big mad. I didn't just drop everything and come up with some big grand plan or something.
Elaborate scheme. Mm. Yep.
But hey, in my defense, I was in the middle of running some Alabama and Georgia, and I think she just thought I was some lazy schlub.
You're at a 2K, man. Well, seriously, a girl who you like comes over to your house, and you just, like, kept playing video games.
Okay, for how long? Like, was she just sitting there?
Oh, my.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean,
yeah?
I just finished that game. Then she had my full attention.
Wow.
She basically invited herself over. I thought that meant casual. I didn't know I needed to put on some penguin suit and roll out the red carpet or something. That's why I emailed you guys.
Well,
could I have done something different? Sure, but I didn't know.
All right, let's get Stella on the phone. We'll talk to her next on.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, Morris and Stella.
Right.
Morris got called.
All been there.
Lazy.
Yeah.
For his video game play?
I'd imagine that would bug you.
I know she came over.
Yeah.
Kind of unannounced. I mean, she just said, hey, I'm bored. I'm coming over.
Right.
But he doesn't put down the video game. He
no,
just kind of keeps playing.
He finished the game. Everyone's playing 2K. I get it. But like, dude, just maybe.
How long is a game?
Who cares if it just...
It can't be like an actual football game, right?
Just quit it and start again.
Yes. Take her on a date, man. Get her some food. Feed the woman. But I think we can overcome that if that is the problem. I think we have Stella on the line. Is this Stella?
Yeah. Hi, this is Stella.
Hey, Stella. We're Frito and Katie from 100.3 The Bull. Calling about a guy named Morris.
What did you guys say?
Morris. He wanted to straighten things out because... He knows he could do better in aspects. Coming on a date, maybe.
Do you know a guy named Morris?
Yeah. Okay. Wow. I mean, I'm just a little surprised. That's all.
Because seemingly this takes initiative.
Okay, we're laughing.
Okay, yeah. So he talked to you guys.
Right.
We talked to him, yes.
Yeah. He said you thought he could have been a little more like proactive.
Yeah, I even think I called him lazy. But don't get me wrong, like, yeah, it's not what I expected from him.
Right.
Hell, Stella, come on. Just because I love Xbox, that doesn't make me lazy. Maybe I was just having a lazy day.
Oh right.
He's hi, Morris.
Right.
Yes, mm-hmm. He has been on the other line.
Figures. I should have seen that coming. But Morris, it's not just this video game thing, or it's way more. It's like a lot of things. How many times have I asked you for a glass of water? And you went to the tap and filled it up.
Okay.
Did you have like an ice machine? Some effort, man. Like, that's all I'm saying. It just seems small and everything, but I feel like I'm almost being an inconvenience.
Okay, all right. But does he does bring you water when you ask?
I mean, he does, but he might as well like point me to the garden hose, you know? He gave me lukewarm water.
Right.
Room tepid water. And like, you know, who's asking for that? Of course I want some ice or something.
That's how I drink my water. It's just water. I think maybe I'm missing something here.
Yeah. No, I know it's how you drink your water, but it's weird. You're the only person who prefers it that way.
Really?
It's like, that's how you fill up your dog's bowl. That's gross.
Your water is... It's gross?
I'm not explaining this well. You know, it's just, it's not refreshing. It's not like, you know, it's not what you give to your guests that you have in mind.
Okay.
Right. I mean, I get you have your preferences, but I got to say, I'm with Morris. Like, I actually prefer my water at room temperature, too.
Ew.
Come on. No, you don't. You're trying to take his side because he's a guy.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Some battle of the sexes thing? Well, really? Room temperature water is, it's the same as when you spit out of your mouth when you're brushing your teeth. It's weird.
No, it's not.
And chemically.
What?
No one likes it. Now I feel like I almost need validation. That's weird. That's odd behavior, right?
Well, you know how I feel about it, but look.
I do think we should take some calls.
It may as well. Guys, hang on the line.
My child also likes lukewarm water, and I do always think about it when I'm filling up her water from the tap.
What's wrong with what's wrong with
lukewarm
water?
Cold water.
You don't need it.
In the refrigerator. She doesn't like it.
You don't need it. You don't need this is full of just again, room temperature water.
Well, that's because our water filter is broken. I think you would prefer that one.
I don't know. Okay, so real quick. Which one is you?
Which one do you prefer?
If given the option.
Like, I will drink lukewarm water. It's like being at an event and the water bottles haven't been iced down. I'll drink one.
Maybe some people
But if I won't. Have the option, I would like one that is cold for she's right, optimal refreshment.
All right, let's see what you guys have. We'll talk to y'all around 7. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Good morning. If you want to chime in this morning, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
I like that. Does lukewarm water offend?
Does it offend you?
Is it offensive?
Yeah. Howdy. Go ahead. You're first up. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that she's trying one thing to control him. I think that if they get together later on, she's going to try to change everything about him.
Wow. Well,
she's definitely going to get him an ice machine, which might be quite the improvement. You live in a very hot place.
Hey, thank you. Go ahead. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Oh, I like my water tempered. Very.
Okay. You like
not cold at all.
You like not flat water, just flat water. The temperature of air.
The cold is too much. I can't drink it. It hurts my teeth.
Yes.
And I don't know if she thinks it's a guy thing, but it's absolutely not a guy thing. Yeah.
I know. My daughter also loves lukewarm water.
Yes. I just want to be able to hydrate. And it is like, it is easier to hydrate when it is.
Well, yeah. That's true. Lukewarm that's water. True. But she
and,
wasn't
and
talking
I drink
about hydration.
So much water, and I drink it so fast. You can't chug ice cold water.
Right.
But mm-hmm. And that's the way I drink it because I am just always thirsting.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
I think it depends
good.
On how you look at it. If it is just like a vehicle for hydration, mm-hmm. you would want it warmer.
Right.
If it's for refreshment,
right?
Like say in the heat of the summer,
like if you're just
you might want it colder.
You're mowing the lawn, yeah. And then you just come in. You
it's
want
like a
it.
Wide range. Of
oh, okay, all tips. Right, all right.
Attempt for every occasion.
Hey, thank you. Okay. Talk to us about water.
Okay, so my kids and I actually prefer our water at room temperature, but yes. Our dog is the one that prefers ice.
Your
what
dog,
a bougie pup.
Your dog wants it iced.
Do you put ice in the water bowl?
Yes. Yes, literally ice in the water bowl. He likes to chew on the ice. He dips his nose in there and he drinks it throughout the day. He likes cold water, but my babies and I most definitely prefer room temperature water.
Please tell me when you offer your dog room temp water,
yes.
He
yes.
literally turns up his nose at you
yes.
and storms out the room.
He actually walks to the refrigerator.
Expectantly. Like, this is not going to fly.
This is wrong.
Maybe that's what Stella should have done. Just go perhaps. Hold your glass up by the refrigerator
exactly.
until he puts an ice cube
or
in there.
He simply could have said, can I please get an ice water?
Yes. Can I get some ice in my water?
Yeah, just and I don't understand.
Perfectly reasonable request.
Yeah, sure. Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Go ahead. What do you think?
I just wanted to weigh in on the water situation.
Yes.
I drink warm water or room temperature water.
Warm?
Because it sounds, yes. I think you'll be really surprised at everybody's answers.
No. I just warm. No one said warm yet. Room temp.
Yeah.
But you're going even a little beyond.
Or warm.
Okay.
Yeah. You digest it better.
That's definitely true.
It is functionally better
for
to drink that water. So
yes.
You're talking about middle of the summer, it comes out of the tap hot because the ground is, you know, like it's just a little bit
or
warmed up
it's
even.
It's been in your car.
Yes. I'll drink water out of my car.
Car water. Car water is. Yes. Wow. See, that's where I was kind of worried that I was insane.
Most people, they have the icy water. They put it in their car. They forget about it when they go back. It's now hot. And it's like, no. And you find a water bottle you forgot about yesterday.
Oh, like
you find it
as hot.
Yes.
It's the best thing ever. Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Call us. Weigh in. Talk to Morial next. Freedom Kennedy, 100.3 The Bull. All right, let's get back to this.
I found the range.
Okay.
For water.
Okay.
So if you are looking for that peak hydration.
Yes.
50 to 72 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's.
So you're looking for room temp or slightly cooler.
Okay. Talk to us about water. What do you got?
Well, I agree with you. As far as that. As far as your water, I know a lot of people, I myself prefer ice cold water, but my wife and my son both prefer tap water.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of people have problems with their, especially with their teeth and their esophageal system.
It doesn't feel right. It's too cold. You're like, you know, I need something. It's headed way too far in the other direction. So then you just go tap water.
Yeah. I mean, my son and my wife, they drink straight out of the tap. I can't stand it. I grew up where, you know, for me, warm water just doesn't taste right, just because of the chemicals and stuff in the water.
Okay.
Some people are more sensitive to it.
That's true. Yeah, no doubt.
So, I mean, I agree with, you know, I agree with you. I mean, tap water for some people is good, but for myself, I prefer mine just a little bit more chilled.
So you agree with me. You don't agree with him.
You're the first.
You agree with me.
You're the first Iceman we've heard from, sir. You really are. Like, you're like it, cold. Cold ice is the way that you like it. Interesting. Thank you. Good morning. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. So for me, I would prefer lukewarm water. Mm. And because if water is too chilled for me, I actually put it in the microwave to warm it up.
I'm sorry. You will take measures to make sure you don't get cold water, like putting it in the microwave. How long do you nuke it for?
For about like 30 to 40 seconds.
That is not even lukewarm. That is like warm.
That is like you can steep water. Tea in that water.
So if you go somewhere and they offer you a water and you get it back and it's cold, do you just say never mind?
Yeah.
If I have no choice, I'll still end up drinking it that way, but my preference is warm water.
So you will consume it, but you're not going to be happy about it, bottom line.
I was thinking what a power move.
Oh.
You make them go and get it, and then you go, never mind. Never mind. Not warm enough.
You got a microwave back there. You got a grill. You can throw it on for a couple of minutes. It's not.
Can I go put this in my car? Hold on.
Thank you so much. All right, what do you have for us today?
Man, I'm just going to say I prefer the lukewarm water.
Everybody does.
You and everyone else. Would it surprise you to know you're on the cooler side? Lukewarm is apparently very cold for a lot of us out there, and we don't like it. Lukewarm. Like, this is tripping me out.
You know, it's actually healthier for you to drink lukewarm water.
Oh, yeah. No.
If you didn't know that.
Yeah, you could. It helps you rehydrate for your body.
Faster.
Exactly.
Is what it does.
Yep. Yeah, you don't want freezing.
It's not that icy water is unhealthy. It just might take a little more time. You're absolutely correct.
Right.
These poor restaurants.
Yep.
You know, like, guys, just stop serving ice.
No, yeah,
just
stop serving ice. Just toss the ice maker in the trash.
You have to pay for that. Don't buy frozen water. No one wants it. Let it sit out. Outside in a tank and serve it, and everyone
just
will be happy.
Just take us to the horse trough. The city has spoken.
Bring your own ice.
Tell me how you feel.
Exactly.
Unreal. Dude, thank you so much for the call.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
Wow, of course. Thank you.
All right.
From the side.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Okay, that's a good place to put it.
This feels
early, but...
Yeah. Early.
Doesn't it? I mean, I guess it gives you time to get online and get signed up for the Money Minute, which we will do before 8:30.
Correct.
As we do every day, your chance to win $100 cash if you can answer 10 trivia questions in 60 seconds?
Mm. Correct.
Forgot what we were doing for a second. All right, so freebie. I'm on the wrong day. Okay, let's do the magic school bus.
The magic school bus.
The magic school bus is an answer to today's quiz. One of the answers, the magic school bus. So now you know. Do with that information what you will. Make sure to get signed up. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
What's coming up in trending?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that back now?
It's never left.
Oh, I got whiplash. Last hour is normal, but who knows what's coming up at any given time? Trending. Ah, yes. The tides might be turning. It looks like a good chunk of Americans don't actually appreciate it when you show up to work sick.
Really?
Which
you
is adorable.
Don't say.
Because it definitely doesn't include your boss, who would want you there if you're, like, missing a limb. But we'll get into it next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
So a third of Americans, as it turns out, say working while sick, not a sign of dedication. It's actually a sign of a toxic work environment.
Yep.
They do not want you there.
Nope.
They don't want to be around you.
Nope.
And the other two-thirds, I guess, well, they're the ones that don't want to pick up your shift. But
I'm shocked it's that low.
We'll see how you feel on the subject. Okay. But first, let's talk Morgan Wallen getting destroyed in the new Battlefield trailer. Did you see this?
No, I did not.
This is good for fans and haters, I guess. But okay. Morgan Wallen, along with Zac Efron, Jimmy Butler, and Patty Pimblett?
UFC.
Star?
Yeah. Patty Pimblett.
Whatever. They're all in the new trailer for Battlefield 6, the video game.
Oh.
At least for a split second. So as the four, like, look on real serious, you know, they're about to kick some major butt.
Yeah.
They're armed to the teeth. They're in the zone. They're ready.
Right.
Then they're obliterated within 20 seconds by an explosion. I don't know if like Wallen and the team are more involved in the game or they have bigger roles or something, but gamers and fans will know for sure when Battlefield 6 drops. Coming soon, October 10th.
I love it.
Pretty Gouda.
why are we doing cheese?
If you're feeling blue and hope things will get feta.
Right.
Well, I got
the
job for you. So there's a brand I'm not familiar with, but it's called President Cheese. President is the brand. President. They're looking for a chief feta officer. And the reason being is, you know, 5 years ago, the baked feta pasta took the internet by storm.
Oh.
So they want to celebrate the dish that sparked the feta frenzy.
The feta revolution.
And so they are looking for their first ever chief feta officer. They're calling this a once-in-a-lifetime freelance role for a foodie with vision, creativity, and an appetite for adventure. / penny pinching. Because it is not going to pay you very much.
Okay.
So they're going to give you $20,000 as a salary and then a $10,000 travel stipend.
Mm.
I don't know what destinations you'd be traveling to get all of this inspiration.
Somewhere? One? Or a couple? You know?
It's like little, one place.
Yeah.
Go somewhere good.
Mm.
That's all I got.
Yeah. France.
But they want to break feta free from salad stereotypes and inspire the next big feta movement, moment, whatever. So you just need a feta recipe, essentially.
Oh, okay. And it can't be feta pasta, I'm guessing. That's old and busted.
Exactly. I don't think they're going to pay you this money and then you give them the exact same thing. Or I don't know. It's been 5 years. What's old is new again. So
yeah. Maybe everyone just forgot. Who knows?
Yeah, just throw an extra ingredient in there and call it good. Now, back to working while sick. You know, it used to be that was kind of a badge of honor.
Oh,
right? You were powering
Lord.
Through at the office. You were, look, guys, you know, I don't feel great, but I'm here for the team. I'm here to get my job done. Now, I've always felt that was more for you, right? So you don't fall behind.
I don't. Katie, I don't know. I hate it.
You're physically sick and mentally
sick.
I
hate it when people do this. Like, it's the worst.
But it's so difficult now to discern, like, is it actually an illness that you could catch, right? Is it more allergies? Because you don't know. Like, to you, if someone's blowing their nose, it's all the same. But is it?
Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, I don't. I Why not just opt towards, I don't feel good, I can't come in today?
Well, how often do you get allergies? What are you allergic to? I mean, you might never step foot inside the office. You know,
in some cases.
I'll take sick days when my rent and, you know, my bills, when they all take sick days.
I just don't understand. Like, that you can go, you can just not work if you're sick, though. You can just, like, if you're, hey, I think I might be getting sick. That is enough of an excuse. They're not gonna, I mean, are, if it, I will give
on,
you.
On what time you have, I guess. Why PTO balance is like a half used Tylenol.
And I will, I will give you that, like, if it's a matter of, like, you work, and it's like, if you don't show up, you don't get paid.
Yeah.
That I'm, you know.
And maybe you don't have days. A little more lenient. You have kids, and so then it's like the kids' sick days have to be your sick days. You don't get double okay. the days.
All right. No, that's true. Like, if you're having to bank them because of something else popping up, then kind of in a hard spot. It does not make it any less horrible for your coworkers. Any less.
And we are approaching cold and flu season, so let this be a reminder to get your flu shot. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Rob is ready to go, man. This is it. How do you feel about your appearance on Money Minute today? What are we feeling?
Awesome. Super excited.
All right.
Rich.
Yep.
We're manifesting.
All right. So 10 questions, 60 seconds. Get them all right. Need $100. Now, you can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass, and we will come around to your passes if we have time at the end, but you can't change your answers once you give them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Katie, are you ready to rock?
Ready.
And away we go.
In what city is Radio City Music Hall?
Pass.
Miss Frizzle is the beloved teacher from what animated show?
Doug.
How many months of the year have exactly 31 days?
9.
According to the song, how should one row their boat down the stream?
Gently.
What is the name of the family in the movie The Sound of Music? What is the offspring of a male lion and a female tiger called?
Liger.
The game of Mahjong originated in what country?
China.
An obstetrician specializes in what area?
Eyes.
What sport is American baseball said to have been developed from?
You know what? Look, I was glad you got the most important one correct, which to me is Liger. Absolutely. That's something that everyone should know. When you cross a lion and a tiger, that is a liger.
It's a liger.
Yes.
So except let's go no substitutes. Over the rest of these. In what city is Radio City Music Hall?
New York.
New York City, okay. New York. Miss Frizzle, the beloved teacher from what animated show? I liked the guest, Doug.
Yeah.
But a school bus is involved.
Show. Yeah, magical school bus.
The magic right. school bus. Mm-hmm. How many months of the year have exactly 31 days?
30 days has September, April, June, and November. It's for February 28th. Seven.
Okay. What is the name of the family in The Sound of Music?
Von Trapps.
The Von Trapps. Okay. Von Trapps.
All right.
An obstetrician specializes in what area?
Oh, can I
Said
say
eyes?
That?
We are.
Can I say it?
Is the wrong end?
Yeah.
But it's pregnant women.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's
Childbirth
right.
and pregnant women.
That's right.
You were thinking of a gynecologist.
Right. Well, I certainly was.
What sport is American baseball said to have been developed from? Didn't get it wrong. Didn't have time.
Yeah. Cricket.
Cricket. Okay. Rounders.
Okay. Either one works out well. Rob? Not a bad first play, my friend.
Nope.
Not bad. Sign up again. We'd love to have you back on, okay?
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
And you should sign up as well. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, The Bull. Who's ready for big things? Big things like the Texas Renaissance Festival, which is back in a matter of days, practically. And guess what, Katie?
What?
We've got more tickets for you to win. Four packs. Yes. Applause. If you want to win your way in. And by the way, these are good for any weekend. Any weekend. Stick around. We're doing that next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Renaissance Festival on the horizon. Kicking off October 11th for Oktoberfest. Our tickets are good for any weekend.
Any weekend.
So if you want to go the first weekend, the last weekend, do a little Christmas shopping for Celtic Christmas. Doesn't matter. It's not the fall until you go to the Texas Renaissance Festival.
For real, though. Like, it's one of the best things you can do this time of year. So if you want to win your way in, our phone number 713-881-5500. I know we played Hardcore Barcore yesterday,
But for Renaissance Festival tickets, you guys know we're going to have more than just one game.
We go big.
We do every year. So I present to you a new concept on the show. This is Mead or Steed.
Did you say mead?
That's what I said. Mead, as in mead. That one of the beverages of choice out at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Come on, y'all know. Y'all know. Now, obviously, just like beer, just like wine, as it turns out, people that brew mead, they get real creative.
Sure.
With the labels of mead and the brand names of their mead.
Love it.
The only other people that get this creative, to my knowledge, are the people that have to name thoroughbred racehorses. So we've got some of each. And you guys are going to have to tell us which is which. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We are going to give you three different names. Just tell us which ones are meads and which ones are steeds. If you get two out of the three correct, then you are going to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Call us. We'll get you guys lined up coming up next.
100.3 The Bull. Frito and Katie here with not just pairs.
No.
Four packs. You
four
and three
packs.
Friends.
Yeah.
Texas Renaissance Festival. Huzzah.
That's right.
Oh, and a parking pass.
Dude, we are.
Because we're fancy.
We are hooking you up six ways from Sunday on this deal. And to win them today, it's time for Mead or Steed. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. Nicole Ray.
Nicole, you a fan of the mead out of the Renaissance Festival? Have you ever tried any of their offerings?
No, I'm new to Texas.
What? This is okay.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Love that.
Oh, good.
Love that. So this is going to be your first experience with the Texas Renaissance Festival is what you're telling us.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. You don't even know what you're in for. All right. So let's get down to business. Each one of these things that I'm using, one of these names I'm going to give you is either a thoroughbred racehorse or it's a bottle of mead. All you have to do is tell us a bottle of mead. Mead.
What's that?
Oh, mead is like an old timey Renaissance wine. It's made from like honey and fruit. Yes, what Katie said. Some might call it the most dangerous of wines.
Honey wine.
Yes. So that's what you're choosing between today. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. First up, Royal Delta. Royal Delta. Is that mead or steed?
Royal Delta. Steed.
That is correct. That is a steed. So you are one away from the win. Sir Smorgasbord. Sir Smorgasbord. Is that a mead or is that a steed?
What'd you say? Sir Smorgasbord?
Sir Smorgasbord. Sir Smor. You're going steed on the Sir Smorgasbord. That is a mead, a delicious, delicious mead. That's okay. It all comes down to this. One final name. Barrel of Monkeys. Barrel of Monkeys. Is that mead or steed?
Barrel of Monkeys. That's mead.
That is absolutely correct. That's a mead. That is a mead.
Oh my gosh.
That is two out of three correct. And that means you are going to have a hell of a weekend coming up in the next couple of weeks. You're about to experience some things that you do not know existed. Right down the road from you out there in Todd Mission.
Don't question it.
Yeah, just
let it happen.
Just go with it. Enjoy the experience. Okay. Let it wash over you like a barrel of meat. Hang on the line. We'll get you these tickets.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
I feel like we missed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
We never made it back to around the world.
I just with realized. Your three things. Yes, I just realized we did not have another round, which we were. Look, we'll do better.
There's
tomorrow.
Only two things.
Yeah, because I got stuck on the steering wheel in your Ford that might fall apart, causing you to, and I quote, make a mess inside the cabin.
Also, you can't steer your car, which is obviously the bigger deal.
That would make you. I mean, there's a few different ways you could read that. It's like all none of them are good. None of them are good. So yeah, we'll do better tomorrow. We promise.
Well,
Tim, no, I don't
make promises. Yeah, we'll try.
It's not. Yeah.
We'll try. So we missed a lot of stories, but I did see that today was International Cider Day or National Cider Day.
Oh, dude! On a day we did weed. On a day we did meat or steam. That's fantastic.
Not the original game. Yeah,
sorry.
It was a lot of fun. I thought that was by design. No, that was just a happy little accident.
Hell no, I had no idea it was National Cider Day. I was just making a Renaissance game.
We look at the same dumb websites.
Well,
I thought there was a theme.
Yeah, news to me.
No, I'm sorry. It's National Hot Mold Cider Day, which, you know, we're just going to say Cider
Mold
Day.
Cider.
No need to, no need to break this down.
All right.
But in case you were curious about cider, I went down a weird rabbit hole. So here are all the things you never wanted to know about cider. Back in the 14th century, apparently they baptized kids in it because it was more sanitary than water.
Okay, so this is one of the only things I know about, like, about this conversation. In oldie times, like Renaissance times. Legitimately, the water was not safe, right? So everyone would default to drinking booze. Like, or using it because water could legitimately kill you.
Cider was cheap, too. Yeah, cider was real cheap.
Yeah.
Why didn't they bathe in it?
I mean, I'm sure because it left you sticky, dude. Like, I mean, can you imagine taking a cider bath?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, comparatively.
Like, oh.
Or at least you'd smell a little better. Be like, filth and a hint of red gala?
You know, honestly, yes, it would probably be an improvement over just how they normally smelled. It was a horrible time to be alive, but that's how they got by.
People stayed into cider.
Oh.
Right, because like in early America, one in every 10 farms in New England or something like that operated their own cider mill by the time of the Revolution.
Yeah, I mean they needed the drinks, you know? What else could they do?
They were bored and they needed something to get going on.
Boring it would have been back then when you were trying to stay alive and not pay your taxes? Like that's
how
serious.
Do you stay alive? You know the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away?
Of course.
Might be what John Adams was doing when he drank a tankard of cider every morning.
All right.
How much is a tankard of cider, I hear you ask?
Oh, Lord.
Well, I don't know. There are many different definitions and potential measurements, but one says up to 3 gallons.
3 gallons?
America.
Three gallons? 3 gallons?
Why do I live to be 90 years old?
Turned down for freedom. Wow. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow.